Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
The Paul Mills Coaches Podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this men's basketball podcast with head coach Paul Mills. Coach, before we talk about any games just completed or the ones coming up, I do need to ask you, you revealed after Sunday's game with Eastern Kentucky that you had had a near-fatal cardiac incident on the trip to Northern Iowa a couple of weeks earlier. I just wanted to get your follow-up comments and your decision to choose how to release that information.
Yeah, you know, I really wanted to make people mindful just about the things that have happened. I think sometimes, especially as men, the younger men, you know, you kind of grow up eating gunpowder and raw meat, and you think you can kind of do anything. And I was no different than anybody else when you're young. And as you get older, you kind of, you know what, kind of skip physicals. I feel fine. And you just kind of move ahead. And I would do that. It was always, I need to get the next recruit. Need to make sure that we're prepared. And you kind of just don't address things from a health perspective. And you just don't do the follow-up that's necessary. And in this situation, I knew that I had high cholesterol. My physicals revealed I had high cholesterol. And cholesterol to come out is 80% hereditary. And I would never do anything about it other than I'm fine, I'm going to eat better, I'm going to exercise. And I would do all of those things, but I've come to realize there's no outrunning bad help. You need to make sure that it gets addressed. And even, you know, as we were talking earlier about just flying back at Northern Iowa, like, internally something's wrong, but I'm like, I can just sleep this off. And so really just, you know, one, really wanted to encourage people this time of year, because, you know, there are people that for Christmas, it's a solemn holiday. And there are people that they expected to be there who had passed away earlier in the year. And so if something like this is preventable, just really wanted to encourage people to go get that checked. I'm fortunate that I got mine checked. And Mike, you were with us, so you're aware of all of the I's that needed to be dotted and T's that needed to be crossed during a weather advisory event going on in order for me to be at the hospital when I have a heart incident. And when mine occurred, you know, I am at the hospital with a cardiac team already being assembled, and then 5 minutes later, people are not that fortunate. You know, that, I mean, that's a one in a million chance whenever you have these incidents. But really just want to encourage people, when you feel that something internally, like, get it checked. And usually it's going to be nothing, but there are incidents like mine to where if you're at the wrong place at the wrong time, this could be fatal. And my cardiologist had shared with me that, you know, for most people who have what I had, a sudden cardiac event, that if it isn't addressed within the first hour, the mortality rate is 50%. And there were a lot of things that had to happen, and by the grace of God, they did. And I'm fortunate to feel great. You know, as I shared yesterday, it's like having a shower with very little water pressure, and then all of a sudden someone comes in and remodels, adds shower heads, and makes the water pressure extreme. You walk out of the shower feeling a little bit cleaner than you had previously. So I'm great, excited about Shocker basketball, and I don't know what was happening during the DePaul game, which was a few days after me getting out of ICU. I will tell you, 46% from the free throw line in one possession games doesn't help your heart. But all of that to say, I'm in fantastic shape and feel terrific.
Well, and just to follow up from what you just described, you are certainly in a profession where, you know, blood pressure and all those kinds of things can soar, and so fortunate to find out so that you're able to continue something you love.
Yeah, you know, Kim Mulkey's a friend, head coach at women's coach at LSU. She's had multiple stints. Don Staley, who's a head coach at South Carolina, she's had heart issues. Bill Self, and the correlation between all of that is they've won national championships. So I'm hoping a heart procedure kind of gets you more purpose-driven and focused and allows you to win a game, the last one of the year. And, you know, I kind of shared with you the pictures and that I shared with the team, and it's pretty remarkable that, you know, blood flow is not happening for 6 hours. And honestly, they just go through your wrist, and they go in, they fix it, and all of a sudden, you know, there's water pressure again. So it's about an hour long procedure. It's an emergency procedure, but it's an hour long procedure. And I can't say enough good things about Wesley Medical, Dr. Farhat, that group. You know, those nurses are coming in and they're dealing with very difficult situations in ICU. I was fine, you know, that night. I'm up and walking around, but they do it with a smile on their face, and they do it on Christmas Day, and they do it every other day. And it's just remarkable to see people who really care about what they're doing. They do it with diligence, they do it with a smile on their face, and they do it with enthusiasm. And an event like mine is almost inspiring, not just because of, again, I feel like God's hand was on me, but also because of the people that you come across. And you realize you have responsibilities, and it's why it's important we get our health check. But I can't thank the people at Wesley Medical enough, because I got to see firsthand just how much they care.
Thank you, Coach. And we will talk basketball when we return right after this.
At Citywide Facility Solutions, we represent you from janitorial services to building repairs. We act as your advocate, streamlining every service you need. Let us handle the details so you can focus on your business. Citywide is the official maintenance partner of Shocker Athletics. We're here to save time and simplify your facility maintenance needs. Learn more at GoCitywide.com. That's GoCitywide.com.
Commitment to savings.
It's all good.
Commitment to stability. Convenient locations in your neighborhood. Commitment to the future with online account opening. True Blue online and mobile banking. Commitment to the community.
Everybody, welcome. Appreciate everybody coming out today.
130 years of commitment to you.
Got it. We got the house.
She likes it.
Capital Federal. Built strong, always strong. Our commitment. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Back with Paul Mills on our Shocker Men's Basketball Podcast. Two games this past week, and kind of different feel after the two of them. You won by 11 over Wofford, but certainly there were some feelings that you could have played a lot better in that game, and then a really, really good performance on Sunday against Eastern Kentucky.
Yeah, you know, going back to the game against Wofford, you know, offensively we were okay. I think the switching defense, they were 1-3-1, they were 2-3. They were doing some things from a pick-and-roll standpoint offensively, where what we would call low pick and rolls, and it's kind of inside of what we would reference as a veer line where guys have to veer off. And so it's not your traditional pick and roll out of a spread format. They were doing things we hadn't seen this year. And we've seen a 2-3, we saw one against Western Kentucky, and we needed to get zone offense a little bit more flow. And I think we saw that yesterday. You know, we were able to get that when Eastern Kentucky went to the 2-3 zone. We were able to really capitalize on the fact that we better knew what we were doing. The 1-3-1, which we're going to see against UAB when the last game of 2025, I thought we attacked that well. We just didn't have the pieces in place on our formation. So I think all of that really was a learning experience. Again, some of the defensive adjustments that we have to make, we hadn't seen all year. And so I thought going into this game that there was a library of knowledge based on things. And so that's what you're hoping through the course of these non-conference games. So we saw a lot better flow against Eastern Kentucky than we saw against Wofford. And then defensively, I just think that we've been thrown a lot and we've kind of seen it. You can practice this stuff all you want, but you need to be able to kind of see this stuff moving forward and handle it. And from handling a press to also handling pick and roll defense, I thought we made strides, as you pointed out.
Would it be fair to say that this team on a few occasions this year has maybe taken its foot off the gas a little bit when you've had a lead and a chance to maybe put somebody away? And certainly against Eastern Kentucky, that was never there. From building a big lead, you just never let up.
Yeah, that's one of the challenges that you face, right? You have to stay assertive at all times. And it's not to be dismissive of other teams, but let's say you have, you know, for instance, a 16-2 lead on DePaul, and you realize that they're gonna counter. And all of these things. So you got a 14-point lead on Wofford, and then they're going to counter. And so you kind of understand that other teams are going to go on runs. But I will tell you that I didn't think – there's teams that go on run, but you're not being aggressive. It's one thing if you're staying aggressive. And I thought we were passive defensively and offensively when you circle back and go to both of those games. Wofford and DePaul. And so I would tell you that we kind of had to remind guys about that, making sure that we're doing the right thing. I think the indecisiveness, you know, some are like, man, all right, they're doing this. There's a little uncertainty. I didn't see any of that. And so, hey, here's a 2-3 zone. This is how we're countering. You know, they didn't allow Kenyon Giles to even get a shot in the first half yesterday, as you pointed out after the game. And I just thought, like, we've seen this before, guys. Like, this isn't just KG oriented. Let's take advantage of the fact that they're going to put KG in this situation, and let's space the floor a little bit better. So I think some of the indecisions that happened earlier in the year, like, there were better adjustments and responses.
And you knew after the big halftime lead they were going to come out with a sense of urgency. They did. They pressed. They hit a couple of early shots, but you immediately answered. And then it seemed like they pushed so hard in those first few minutes that they were gassed just a few minutes into the second half.
Yeah, and you know, I do think that's one of our values, right? That's it's a situation to where one of the good values about our team is we have depth, you know. And we had Brian Amunique, who stepped up yesterday, goes 3-for-6 from three, finishes with 11 points. Will Berg actually mentioned he enjoys coming off the bench so as not to get in that early foul trouble. I thought his presence immediately coming in was a factor. And then I would tell you, Jarrett Valencia has been able to add value the last few games and been able to step up and do some things defensively. And then, of course, Drake Kendall is a tremendous spark plug. So, I mean, we've got four guys that we kind of bring in off the bench who've been regulars that provide a ton of value. And I think that one of the things that has happened in my first 2 years is we weren't always good at getting bench scoring, and we could kind of drop off and just not have a lapse. And I think this team, it's good to see us switch gears and we can kind of level up. So there's a lot of pluses that come out of yesterday's game, but more importantly, the 13 non-conference games and the learning curve that's required, you feel like it's on an uptick.
And you just kind of touched on this, but the value of having guys particularly when you have depth and there is somewhat equal ability among your guys, that you have some guys that don't mind coming off the bench and being in those roles?
Man, you do. You really have to embrace, like, you can't care about anything other than, like, how do I add value? Like, what are the things I need to do to add value? You'll become a much better player if you'll not think about, I need to get this amount of points, I need to do X, Y, and Z offensively, and you just say, what does the team need right now to win? Okay, I will fill in that gap. And the main answer is it always needs value in the ball. We need to make sure that we're helping our teams more than any other. And then there's always physicality. I mean, you talk about a team yesterday that was 12th in the country in offensive rebounding, and they only finished with 6. We were able to rebound 85% of their misses, and they've been really good at that. And so I just thought we embraced the physicality. We only end up with 7 turnovers during the course of the game. And I thought that there was value with the ball, and then there was physicality, and I thought guys were willing to fill in those gaps. And what players will figure out is if you'll fill in those gaps, a lot of times your offense will just come simply because you're willing to throw yourself into the team. And I thought we had a group of that yesterday.
You're listening to Shocker head coach Paul Mills, and we'll continue on our podcast right after this.
This is Kansas Insurance Commissioner Vicki Schmidt. Success on game day starts with knowing your opponent. And when it comes to investing, you need to have a game plan too. Here are some stats you need to know. 1 out of every 10 people fall victim to investment fraud. And consumers lose about $50 billion annually to consumer financial fraud. The Kansas Insurance Department is here to help with a new website at smartinvestks.com. Have a game plan before you invest. Educate yourself on how to avoid scams at smartinvestks.com.
It's important to spend time with the people you love, and Clear Creek Golf Cart has the vehicle to take you there. Whether relaxing by the pool, hanging out at the lake, or cruising around the neighborhood, Clear Creek Golf Cart has the most inventory in the Midwest, along with service and parts to help you down the road. Visit any of our locations or our website to find the perfect vehicle for you and your family. The choice is clear, Clear Creek Golf Cart.
Welcome back to our Shocker basketball discussion with head coach Paul Mills. Coach, yesterday against Eastern Kentucky, 26 assists. That's the most by a Wichita State team in 6 years. And I wanted to ask you about that because we had just talked last week about this isn't necessarily going to be a team, based on the way some things go, that will necessarily have a lot of high assist totals.
Yeah, you know, when you go into a game, you know, what we would call seal hunting, I mentioned this to you after the game, is sometimes there's mismatches on the court that we think are favorable. If you go back to the DePaul game, if you look at us, we're trying to get some cross matches intentionally, and specifically maybe somebody's in foul trouble and you're trying to get them another one, and at the same time you think maybe there's a matchup that's favorable, and we were able to capitalize on that. And so we kind of think of it, the reason we talk seal hunting is like we're killer whales, and there's a seal out there on the court that we need to, everybody needs to be aware of, and this is how we're going to count or what it is we're doing. So sometimes you go into a game thinking there's a mismatch on the court, and you're trying to take advantage of it. That's what helps when you have really dynamic guards. And I would tell you, one of the things that has happened with dynamic guards, we had this last year with Xavier Bell, like we would try to get him in cross matches and like we think this matchup is favorable, and then allow open up space in order for Xavier to go downhill. Sometimes it was other guys. What's good about this team is we've got multiple guys from the guard perspective, but we can also, from an interior, we don't have to just rely on pick and roll to kind of get some guys. We can throw the ball inside. We're able to do that against zone offense. But if you look at teams, again, this is just a philosophical approach. If you look at, for instance, KenPom, the top 10 teams, offensive efficiency, you'll see several of those teams that are not in the top 150 in assist. And that's because, just Baylor being one of those teams, just because I'm familiar, is there is some seal hunting that's going on. And so that wasn't the case yesterday. There wasn't really a bunch of, here's the seal that we're attacking, and this is the mindset we have to have. I just thought that you could tell that they were trying to do something offensively, and then it helps when you can make perimeter shots, right? Your assist numbers are going to go up. We kind of judge potential assists. We honestly don't walk into a situation going, we need X, Y, and Z of assists. What we do talk about is where is our shot selection coming? But not only shot selection, who's it coming against? Like, where is the favorable matchup? Now, sometimes these game plans turn out to be trash, and you're like, that guy is a lot better than we give him credit for, especially early in the year. I think as you go along later, get a better idea about where people are defensively, trying to find a favorable matchup. But you can watch kind of the counters that are going on each part of the game. The pieces are moving pretty fast, but, well, when I've been doing this for a while, you can kind of see what's happening. But all that to say, I thought ball movement yesterday, there wasn't stagnation, and we weren't seal hunting as much, and it led to a lot of fluid movement.
The type of game it was, everybody played, and even significant minutes, and 11 different guys scored, which is something you always like to see in a game like that. But to me, what was really significant, those 26 assists, 11 different players had at least one assist.
If you go back, some of them were just saving the ball out of bounds and throwing it to somebody, and they're open and they get a shot. So, yeah, I mean, that's I think the My 2 years here, you know, we played Kansas State in Kansas going into conference 2 years ago in Kansas City, and just those games did not turn our way. And then last year we had a K-State game here before Christmas, thought we had momentum, then we came back and were really flat against a friend's team, and I just didn't think that we had momentum. A game like yesterday, I think, provides you momentum. Going into conference, we haven't got off to good start. So feel good about where you're at. Everybody's healthy. You know, we've had everybody practice the entire week. That's not been the case much of the season. We've always had guys an injury here and there, obviously. You know, the previous week just missing Will Berg against DePaul. So have everybody healthy, to have momentum going into kind of recalibrate and refresh and recharge as guys are able to go home. So really feel good just about where we are right now heading into conference.
And speaking of that momentum, after the Eastern Kentucky game, you could just feel, and talking to a couple of guys, how much fun it felt. Everybody dealing out assists and seeing those plays happen.
Yeah, I mean, the ball has energy, right? And you feel, you take ownership of it when the ball is in your hands. And you know what? If you'll give it up and you'll be willing to give it up. And I thought KG's example yesterday of, listen, I don't need a shot. You know, I need to do the things that allow us to win. And so for him at that particular moment, it was space and screen, and he was able to do those things. But I think when people understand, like, man, there's collective ownership here, this isn't we're relying on an individual, there is a bit of energy that the ball has, and everybody who touches it, like, I need to make the right play, and they're thinking about making the right play. And we saw a lot of that, and I really appreciate the fact that I just give a huge shout out to Coach Polino and the work he's done with Karam Boyd, you know, all the way from the summer, and just having a guy come in and just shoot that ball with confidence and not think about it. And listen, when you get these shots, you have to take them. And his numbers are phenomenal from a point per possession standpoint, especially from a corner three shot selection area. But I just think that staff's done a remarkable job of just feeding confidence and guys seeing the ball go in. But just understand, we have to hang our hat defensively, and I thought that was done, as well as taking really, really intelligent shots.
We'll continue with Coach Mills as we look ahead to the start of conference play right after this.
Hey, Shocker fans! Meritrust Credit Union is proud to be the official financial well-being partner of Wichita State Athletics. As your local full-service financial institution, they're passionate about providing student-athletes in your community with the resources needed to make the best financial plays no matter where you are in your financial journey. Meritrust can help you conquer each milestone ahead and help you be the author of your financial future. Visit MeritrustCU.org to learn more. Federally insured by NCUA.
Time out! Let's take 30 seconds to look at your game plan. If your network went down right now, would you know who to call? Shocker Nation knows that defense wins games. At Digital Office Systems, we're playing defense for your data. You know us for copiers, but we're also Wichita's local managed IT experts. We lock down your system so you can focus on the win. Don't let a cyber attack foul you out. Visit us at dosks.com.
Welcome back to our Shocker Basketball Podcast with head coach Paul Mills. Coach, 10 days between games and Christmas week in there, so it does give you a nice opportunity to give the guys a little vacation and still have plenty of preparation time.
Yeah, you know, you try to give him at least 3 full days at home. Kim Mulkey, I referenced her earlier, but she said, if you want a recruiting advantage, give them 7 days off. And I was like, there's no way I could give people 7 days off. I just feel like we would come back really, really flat. But I am glad people get to spend time with their families. Christmas is a special time of year for a number of people across the country. And I'm glad they get to spend time with their families. And then we'll all gather. They're off today being the 22nd. So a lot of these guys are traveling today. They'll be home 23rd, 24th, 25th. And then everybody will travel back the 26th. We'll get together the night of the 26th. And then, you know, have really 4 good days of practice before we play New Year's Eve at 3:00 in Birmingham.
Certainly, as you go through this portion of your schedule, the non-conference portion, your focus is totally on the next team, maybe the next couple of teams to some extent. But I know you follow things. How much have you gained maybe just a general sense of the American Conference so far?
Honestly, I don't know. I know kind of from a net ranking, just because I check the net rankings. I know we're third. I know Tulsa's 1. I think South Florida's 2. And then we're 3rd. I know from a Kim Pom standpoint, we're sitting in there 4th. Kim Pom makes predictions, and you're like, you know, when they say you're going to win, you're like, we are going to win. And when they say you're going to lose, you're like, we'll just see about that. And so I don't pay, like, what do people do offensively, defensively? I'm vaguely familiar. Like, I'm a focus guy. I really don't get distracted. And so I can honestly say every bit of attention was towards Eastern Kentucky, and I do glance at scores, but I don't pay attention. I don't know hardly anything about personnel, and then just kind of jump into it with both feet when the time calls. So I do know that our league is going to be tough. Again, we haven't got off to really good starts, and I don't know that it helps us to play 4 of our first 6 on the road. I am aware of that. And so we're excited, though, to get started. And, again, it's one of those things where you understand it's a marathon, it's not a sprint, and your non-conference, I feel, has prepared us well. We've seen a lot, and I think we'll know what to do moving forward when these situations come up.
And when I ask you about a general sense, and you mentioned things like looking at the net and Ken Pom, Tulsa has maybe surprised everyone. They're around 40-something in the net, a little lower than that in Ken Pom. But would you say, just from those glances, that there's certainly an indication the league could be a wide-open race?
Yeah, definitely. You know, the little that I know about Tulsa is, you know, I know they've beaten Western Kentucky, and I know they've beaten, you know, you and I. And so I'm familiar with some common opponents and aware of some things that they were able to do there. So, you know, I just, again, don't know much. I know that, yeah, I think it's really good for our league when it gets off to a nice start. And so happy for teams that get off to a nice start, because we need to elevate the league and just understand just where we rank nationally at being competitive, because it's important that we get back to being a multi-bid league. And we have a responsibility here, not only to play in a strong non-conference, but you have a responsibility to win in conference. So anxious to get started. You know, I really, what I get motivated by is winning championships. Games are fun, trust me. I'm not trying to be dismissive of that. But really, there's a long-range goal in order to win championships. Been fortunate to be on that side of it. And they're very memorable. And you're happy for your kids when that happens. So we'll be motivated. And I am glad the league is good and has quality Quad 1, Quad 2 opportunities. So we're anxious to get started.
You touched on this, but when you set up a schedule, a non-conference schedule, there are a lot of things that you're trying to accomplish, but one that you can't control is how many different things will we see that will help us prepare for down the road. And you've kind of mentioned that you've been fortunate in that regard.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen boxing one, and we've seen 1-3-1, we've seen 2-3, we've seen, hey, y'all play 4-on-4s, we take a guy out. We've seen full court presses, and we've seen a variety of different ball screen coverages. So all those things 100% help. Like if we were just fed the same spoonful of items game after game, you know, we'd have known how to handle that. And there's been some learning curve it's always tough. And I think our guys understand like the level of competitive fire. I think we've seen the competitive fire switch after our game in the Bahamas, right? After those three losses, like I thought our competitive spirit was really good. And I think we've actually kind of elevated a little bit better, especially from certain guys, and the guys that you know are out there giving everything that they have. I've seen them get better in that area. So we've had good practices, and we've seen us level up in some areas. So all of that to say, that's the intangibles are what's necessary in order to give yourself a chance in conference.
Coach, thank you. Glad you're well, and have a Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Paul Mills on our Shocker Basketball Podcast. Thanks for joining us. Merry Christmas to all of our listening audience.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.